Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Right now on Earwolf, Harvey Guillen joins the Spanish Aqui Presents crew to talk about recycling to pay for his first improv class and how he found out he would play Guillermo in What We Do in the Shadows. For more, follow at Earwolf on social media. Happy listening.
Hey, it's Jess.
And Zach from Off Book, the Improvised Musical.
We're excited to let you know that we are releasing bonus episodes exclusively on Stitcher Premium.
Our exclusive content is wild and all over the place. We use some songs generated by robots on the internet. I played recorder a little bit one time.
Oh, Jess, yeah, that was fun.
Jess and I are just getting real about everything. And really, if you think Off Book is wild, the bonus content is a new level of wild.
To listen, go to stitcher.com/premium and sign up with the code OFFBOOK for a free month of listening.
You'll get access to our exclusive bonus episodes, plus you'll be able to hear every episode of Off Book and other great Earwolf podcasts all ad-free.
That's stitcherpremium.com/premium, promo code OFFBOOK.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
The Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is Zach Reno.
That one's Jess McKenna. We got Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
We got Scott Passarella. Wait, we just did that one. We got Brett Morris. We got Brett on the fret. Brett Morris, wait for when the chord hits.
We've got Brett Morris. We did that one. Wait, we got Dana Wicks on the sticks. Dana Wickens on the stickens, producing the drums that are a ghost, but when you hear them, they're the most.
We also got Dana Wickens near the stickens, and we're so happy we have you here listening.
We're recording this one from a mirror universe where the number one is sometimes two.
That's
and the
right.
Number two is sometimes one. I don't have a sort of better way to describe it for you, except that we are not making mistakes. We are just living in a new reality.
Yeah, well, I think that that's helpful to just think of in art. You know, you're not making a mistake. You're making a discovery. Mm-hmm, and the discovery is everyone's name needed to be said twice. Zach Reno!
Jess McKenna. And here we are. Here we all are together. Thank you again for joining us on a very special episode, because I've just said that it will be one. This episode, of course, brought to you by Woodbert the Wooden Frog. What sound does the wooden frog make? We don't know. Hopefully we find out. And before I forget, this episode is brought to you by Woodbert the Wooden Frog. What sound does the wooden frog make? Hopefully this week we will have a time to find out.
Now, Zach, remind the listeners that this week this episode is brought to you by Woodbert the Wooden Frog.
Thank you, Jess. I almost forgot. Hopefully this time we will find out what sound the wooden does make. The year, of course, 2154 in our reality. And we've all been in a time loop for a very long time.
That made me think of the very special episode made me think of was watching the documentary Too Funny to Fail about the Dana Carvey Show. And there was a really funny moment where they talked about how in general they were pitching to multiple places and it came down to HBO and ABC.
Right.
And they went with ABC. And then there's a specific moment where they talk about how Robert Smigel had never really internalized that they were following Home Improvement and had never watched Home Improvement. And then they replay for all of the, like, for Steve Carell and Stephen Colbert and Robert Smigel and Dana Carvey, they replay that one time there was a commercial where it was like, sorry, Scott, sorry, it's going to hurt the joke, I feel, my friend. it was beautiful, and now I can't have it. It was like, they had never seen it before, and they showed it. They were like, and then Robert Smigel, who co-created the show with Dana Carvey, was like, I watched it and I was like, oh no, we've made a terrible mistake, because this is like not what I thought. Like, Tim Allen was arrested for coke. I thought, well, we're the last slot of primetime. Maybe it's okay that we're so edgy. And then they showed them. Do you remember like in the 90s that they would show like, they'd have the commercials about like, this week, Uncle Jesse learns how to surf. And they'd show you like a clip of the upcoming episode. So they replayed for all of them. They were like, on a very special Home Improvement. And it's the episode where JTT gets might have cancer. And it's Tim Allen like hugging him. And he's like, hey, I'm not going to let anything happen to you. All right, we're going to fight this, and hugs JTT. And then the announcer goes, followed by Diet Mug Root Beer presents the Dana Carvey Show. And they show it to all of them. They're all just like, what were we thinking? Like, Stephen Colbert, like, yes, buries his head in his hands. He's just like, what
the first were we thinking? The first sketch that comes like out of the gate with that show is like Ronald Reagan has like six.
It's it's Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton is Bill like, Clinton. I'm ready to be the mama for the country, so I've attached a bunch of breasts so I could breastfeed babies, kittens. It's so crazy.
Yeah, it's wild.
Then some of the, like, it seems like some of the sketches are super funny, but it was like, why would you come out of the gate? But it was a very special episode of Home Improvement, followed by Mug Root Beer, Diet Mug Root Beer presents the Dana Carvey Show. It was so funny.
It is just sort of like a crazy... It was such a trust fall, right? Because clearly the network had stopped checking in and was just like, this is going to be fine. Or was checking in and was like, well, there's nothing we can do now. The train has left.
I feel like it's more the latter. And then they were like giving them a lot of hard notes, which is, did you watch this doc?
I did. It's been
why they have Robert Smigel starts playing the person from the network as a character on the show.
I'm just wondering how it even got to that point, because like today...
I can tell you that shows, networks like to just come in at post. The exact same thing happened on Party Over Here, where they would give like a million notes in post.
That's right.
I mean, usually you pass scripts on, but you might not have the scripts going all the way up the train of the network. Probably they're only going to like your exec who likes the show. So, and then as soon as the execs above that person are seeing it on air, and advertisers are dropping out like crazy because you gave Bill Clinton a bunch of actively lactating breasts at 9:30.
But is it just like when the show was bought initially, like someone had to have like a massive disconnect as to what the tone was going to be?
They thought it was going to be church lady
over and over and over and over again.
They thought he was going to bring, because I believe you do retain ownership of your characters
on SNL.
That's
why Mike Myers could do like Mike Myers and Dana Carvey. It's why Wayne's World.
Yeah. I mean, usually Lauren still produces those things, but yeah, I think which he did end up doing Church Lady on the show, but they thought it was going to be that. And Dana Carvey was like, there's a great moment where they have Bill Hader in this documentary. This is the episode where we just talk about this documentary. I hope you've seen it. If you haven't, it's good. But Bill Hader's like, when I left SNL, there was like a tiny blog post. When Dana Carvey left SNL, he was on the cover of Rolling Stone, which is something I think we would now definitely forget and not perceive as like how massive he was.
And what a sort of like star-making vehicle SNL was.
Yes. So they were like, he's going to bring all those great characters and maybe do some new stuff. And also Robert Smigel was like pretty tested. He was like a known writer on SNL. So they're like, great. And then they were like,
we're going to do the edgiest comedy show that we can possibly think of and put it on ABC.
And not even like edgy in like, just in like really bizarre, like very absurdist, not like edgy offensive, like just like, this is so absurd. We're going to do like a 7-minute
weird
sketch
comedy
with no cast members. That's just Grandma the Clown, and it's just a sad old lady as a clown with a pie slowly hitting her in the face. This is good, right? I describe a documentary.
Mm-hmm. I can't.
I describe a documentary that involves me describing a sketch from 1998.
No, comedy is best not viewed, but described later by someone else.
Yeah, we all know that. We all get it.
But that is the next wave. I mean, like, that is the next wave of comedy, right? Like, comedy gets weird, and then it gets too weird, and then we get, oh my God, my brain.
Quarantine, you get like super grounded comedy. You get like, you come out of absurdity and you go to like Apatow movies, and then we're like, actually, I'd like for some jokes to be written. And so then we go away. We like come back. We go around. We go around.
We can't decide if we want to only do Two and a Half Men or, but there's always going to be that. This is good, right? This is all. I'm just like, there will always be like, I feel like sometimes comedians make comedy for comedians, and sometimes that goes like too far, and sometimes that pushes the envelope of what mainstream comedy is to like the next level, and is striking that balance between those two.
Okay, so yeah, I think we're saying two different things. I'm talking about like the like cyclical nature of trends, and you're talking about like there will always be outsiders who then later inform the mainstream.
Yes, both of those things are true.
And honestly, both things we're saying are true and good. And this is good podcasting. And this is good.
We cut to a documentary club. A club for people that just love documentaries. Okay, can I start this week?
Sure.
Okay. Did you see the one about the bees, and where did the bees go? It's called Looking for Bees. It's called Looking for Bees.
And did you see the one where you follow a single piece of lactose? It's called I Love Cheese.
It's called I Love Cheese. I wanna put the me in documentary, even though there is not actually a me in documentary. But I was wondering what it would be if someone would document me. What would I be? What would be my documentary? Did you see the one about Disneyland and the people that make the coasters? It's called We Made the Coasters.
Did you see the one about the animation wars in the 90s called Brave Little Toasters? Called Brave Little Toasters. But what if it were about me?
What if it were? Instead of just being me, it was a documentary. What would it be? Our documentary. Did you see the one about us when we went and skipped a day of school and instead spent all day on the beach?
Yes, it was one of those autoplay movies that
documentary. What about we?
A whole crew to follow, and then they'll find the plot. A documentary's about life and also not.
We can find the plot later with the footage that we shoot, and we'll go to the AV club. They've got a great eye and equipment to boot. What about
we?
Our documentary.
What about we?
It's about us. It's about trust. Mostly it's us, though it's the we. It's our documentary. And we will see our documentary. Okay, Caitlin, step one. You and I decide to make a documentary about us.
Okay, I think, Jeremiah, we've already made a lot of great progress. Wait, really quick, did you see the one that was like about the journey to find the best hibiscus flower?
Whoa. Oh, yes. It was called This Is Hibiscus, right?
Yeah, this is Hibiscus.
This Is Hibiscus was good because it starts out being about beauty and then it ends up being about flavor, which was a huge left turn.
That was a great twist. And that's what I feel like we need to remember is that we're just going to get the AV Club to shoot us day and night.
Let's not worry going into it. We don't know.
And you know what? They shouldn't know either because like once you're observing, it informs the subject, right?
It's bias, right? If you come into it being like, this is a documentary about Caitlin and Jeremiah going to the beach, but I don't want you to be think that's all. That's too much. Maybe it's not about Caitlin and Jeremiah. Maybe it's about the people that Caitlin and Jeremiah meet along the way.
And maybe it's like ultimately about sand and how we're running out of it.
This is good. This is good, right?
I think this is good.
Okay, so let's, man, I know the AV Club is like busy, but, I wonder what they're doing right now. I bet they got time.
Did you already sort the HDMIs? Or should I try?
You know I did it. Did you already clean off the lenses with the dust removing thing? Or should I do it?
You know that I did it.
DP and a director are two sides of the same coin, it's true. Because you wouldn't have a camera without me. And I wouldn't have direction without you.
Did you already charge the batteries, or should I do it?
Oh, you know I did it. Did you already open the lighting package, or should I do it?
You know that I did it. And are we using Zooms, or are we using Prime? I know that my idea,
I have a camera without me, and I wouldn't have direction without you.
I know when we're out there, I might call the shots, but you're the one making them, and you've got the eye, and I've got the vision. I'm playing fast and loose, but you play with precision.
A director and a DP.
Director of photography.
It's a team, you and me.
Sometimes also got a cinematographer.
We don't know if we want the light to be more red or blue, but you couldn't do it without me, and I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. So it looks like we're all set to go.
Do you want to use Prime or do you want to use Zooms?
I was thinking we'd use a fun mix of both because here's what I was thinking.
Wait, are you for real, Tyler?
That's actually not all. I want to use Prime. I want to use Zooms. I also want to use Steadicam.
Okay.
I also was thinking, what if we laid down just a bunch of dolly track?
Yeah.
Like circular.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We put the subject in the middle.
Sure.
And we just do non-stop orbital motion.
Okay. That's going to be great for our short film, The Bee on the Hibiscus.
Our short film, The Bee on the Hibiscus. That's going to be good. Do you feel like...
Yep.
Chancellor, do you feel like...
Yep.
We have stagnated.
We didn't, dude.
Well, I feel like we're always making these innovations on the technical side, right?
Sure.
Right,
sure.
Chancellor? We're making these, we're being like, how can we push equipment
right.
to its limits?
Right.
We turn the camera upside down.
Well,
we put
Ty, you know that I love George Lucas. And like, you know,
I love GL.
And like, he starts from like a baseline of storytelling. Like, the dude cares about story.
Sure.
But he was like, if you're not also pushing tech, if you're not innovating, then you're actually like, that's the stagnation, which is why he like fully left Force Awakens and was like, you guys have let me down. Cause he was like, there is no invention of tech here. Like, he was even like less upset by like the rote copy paste of the story and more upset that they invented new tech.
Yes, for sure. Do not mean to downplay the importance of new tech.
Tech.
Pushing the boundaries.
But.
However.
Right,
George Lucas
yep.
also had a lot of help with the story of the original trilogy, did much of episodes 1, 2, and 3 on his own. As a result, we have story stagnation there.
Totally. Like, you're talking about, like, we need to get into that Empire Strikes Back zone.
We need to bring
in our Lawrence Kasdan.
Yes.
We need to have, like, we can't just be a one-stop shop. We gotta get a freaking screenwriter up in here. We need our motherfucking Lawrence Kasdan! Oh, yeah, I'm just can't understand. You know I'm doing this and I ain't one man. No, we are two men, but let us begin. We gotta bring in our Lawrence Kasdan!
Yeah. What you doing in here? You got a technical vision that is incredibly clear, but you need creativity and where to begin? You know we gotta get in that Lawrence Kasdan!
He's pushing the story, he's making the characters grow in their arc. You know he's plotting it piece by piece, he's not shooting that shit in the dark. And when he says, yo, this scene ain't working, you know he stops. No, he's always lurking, he's looking for solutions, more protrusions. Yeah, that's why he let Harrison Ford say, I know, that was him saying, you just go. He said, Harrison Ford say, I know, that was Lawrence Kasdan sitting back and saying, you go. Oh, Lawrence Kasdan.
Yeah.
Lawrence Kasdan.
That's right, Lawrence Kasdan. It's time for us to call you in. You know, Lawrence Kasdan is the man in Star Wars bringing the heat. From a little place called Miami Beach where the air feels so sweet.
Oh, and and I know we know this between you and me. He was a professor at USC. And so we taught George Lucas, and truth is, Lucas said, yo, I need you, bro. I need you to come in like a mentor. I need you, lift the ventilator. That's how Darth breathes. But he was like, I need you to help me, please.
You know, he comes in at the end, cause he's clutching when you're like, oh no, we tap my man later on to be the screenwriter of Star Wars Solo.
That's right, that's right. Oh, that's
so,
right.
That is what I'm saying. I'm saying we need to get our Lawrence Kasdan.
Get him in, Lawrence Kasdan.
Call him in. Lawrence Kasdan. You call him in. Lawrence Kasdan. You call him in. Oh. Yeah, it's not just for fun. He was kind of like George Lucas's Obi-Wan.
Whoa. Help me, Lawrence Kasdan. You're my only hope.
Jeremiah, will you just do me one favor?
Caitlin, yes.
Okay, like, I always feel like this moment is kind of sensitive. Can you tell me if there's something in my teeth? Because I did have tabbouleh for lunch.
Let me see. Okay. No, you're good. But thank you for trusting me with that.
Well, thank you. And like, sometimes I feel like people don't know how to do that. Like, I'm always like, just keep it chill. Just be like, hey, Caitlin, you have something right here. And kind of like indicate.
I for sure would tell you.
Like, and sometimes I feel like there's a lot of buildup.
Yeah, I feel like people are, I mean, I don't know what the deal is though, right? Because like, who are you helping by not telling that person?
Who are you helping? Yourself. You're honestly helping yourself because you're saving yourself what you think it could be embarrassing.
Sure. But like, if I'm on the other end of that, like, you just destroyed some poke, right? You've got seaweed in your teeth. It's there. That's
like,
fine.
Don't be shy that there are certain foods that there's just going to be more in your teeth.
And isn't that life?
And isn't that life? And isn't that life? And isn't that life? And isn't that life? You don't have to get it twisted. of food they like to get between your tooths. And you should know that tabbouleh or poke in a bowl, they're gonna wedge themselves in there, and that's their story to be told.
Isn't that life?
And isn't that life?
To the beach, you know you're gonna get a little bit of sand. That's just the way the beach is gonna work. That's how the beach was planned. It doesn't mean you shouldn't go to the beach just because you make a sand in your teeth. You gotta have a friend to help you get the sand out. A friend you can believe.
And isn't that life? And
isn't that life? Isn't that life? It cuts both ways, the pleasure and pain, two sides of a knife. But isn't that la 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 la
life? There's no harm in saying, friend, can I tell you a little something? You have something right between your front tooth.
And there is no shame in telling your friend when you came out of the bathroom, some toilet paper was following. But no, you don't have anything in your teeth.
Thank you so much. Whoa. Hey, what are you guys doing hovering around the AV door?
We were just waiting. Thank you for asking, Ty. Thank you for asking, Chancellor. We were about to come in because we sort of had a thought. We, the documentary club, are interested in sort of
a little collab.
Dipping our toe in the water. Documentary we. What if the documentary was about us? But we also don't want to tell you that that's what the documentary is about, because, like, from the creative side, we wanted to discover it on the way, on the journey, on the road.
We're kind of like at this place where we're like, wait a second, we love documentaries so much. What if we were in a documentary, but also if we were in a documentary, we couldn't call the plot shots? So we're sort of like, maybe you two.
Whoa. Okay.
Okay.
I don't often speak for Chancellor, but when we do often speak, we do often have a similar vibe. And let me tell you that we were interested in a collab as well with people that were sort of going to take the creative reins and allow us to push the technical side.
Yeah,
while someone else is the Lawrence Kasdan.
We were looking for like our Lawrence Kasdan, because we were like, we gotta be innovating tech. And like me and Ty were about to lay down straight up just like a centrifugal force of dolly tracks and just see what happens.
It's going to look great. But what was it going to be about? I don't know. We need an LK to step into our GL. You know what I mean?
Do you know what I mean? I kind of know what you mean.
I'm almost certain that I know what you mean.
I'm going to use context clues to know that the LK is Lawrence Kasdan, as previously stated.
I'm going to assume that the GL must then, in fact, be George Lucas.
Okay,
we're talking
so
about
now
a Star
we
Wars
are
parody.
On the same page. We are on the same page.
That is 100% correct.
And you guys,
I did not 100% understand what you were talking about as like your pure creative drive, but it seems like you want to sort of find the story on its own. And I think we will trust you to sort of steer that ship.
Okay, here's what we want. We want you guys to just follow us, and you can use as much amazing tech as possible.
Okay.
And after we have hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of like very footage and yes. Also some creative abstractions.
Love the way you said veritas, which is truth, right? I just want to make sure that, okay.
I think there's cinema verite is what I was going for. And then, but when I only said the first word, the verite part, I was like, that's not going to make sense. So I pivoted to tas, veritas, Latin for truth.
Love a Latin conjugation.
Honestly, a Latin moment is huge for me.
A Latin moment is so important. Both, it's funny how you think of the way Latin sort of like has embedded itself in our daily. A Latin moment is huge for me.
Okay, so once we have hours and hours and hours of footage, then I guess like all four of us, or maybe even like a fifth, like outside eye editor, will just like call and be like, you know what, actually the plot all along is blah, blah, blah. But we can't even say that now because that'll inform the footage.
Well, just to sort of set it up though, I can suggest an editor. She is going to be sort of hard to convince to do it though. She's like this brilliant editor, but here's the thing.
What's the
She's thing? Not in editing class because editing class is the same time as color guard. And she's also in color guard and she refused to choose between the two. So she's in color guard, but she's this brilliant editor. And I don't even know if she's placing the importance of one above the other, other than she can do editing by herself.
On her own.
One woman a color guard does not make.
Okay, are you freaking talking about Zoe right now? Because here's what I know about Zoe. First in color guard, she was on flag, and then she was on rifle, and then she was like, I actually want to go back to flag, which almost never happens.
No one goes back to flag. No one chooses to go back to flag. Yes, I am talking about Zoe.
Dude, she's so intimidating with how confident she is.
She's incredibly scary on many levels. Mostly like, that she is confident. And it's like, I love it. I'm also afraid of it.
Yeah, because I'm like, you know what? This is probably on me that I'm so afraid.
And let me be clear, it is not a failing of her sort of character.
No.
It is 100% that I feel so incredibly outclassed by her.
The flag goes up and I spin it around.
It's so
and intense. You know that I'm catching it before it hits the ground.
It's so intense.
I do a twirl, it makes it sound like a whip. And I'm the only motherfucker out here who can do a flip.
Zoe, bitch.
All you know what's hard is being on color guard. All you know what's hard is being out here on color guard. You go down the main street and your boots go stamp, stamp, stamp.
Stamp, stamp, stamp.
You know I'm out in the heat, standing next to you at band camp. I know that your tuba's heavy and my friend without the quints. But you know what's also hard? Ooh, let me give you a hint.
You know what's hard? Color guard.
Being on color guard.
You know what's hard?
Hard.
Color guard.
I know I make it look easy, but you know it's hard.
She's the only motherfucker out here doing a flip. And she's the only motherfucker here taking absolutely no shit. People be like, that bitch is cold as ice. When she's catching the rifle after spinning it, oh, not once, not twice, but thrice.
You know that it's hard. Only motherfucker doing multiple flips out here in color guard. Ooh, I know you think I'm only talking about the flag, but no, I'm also low doing personal flips. Yes, I am that bad.
She left cheerleading when she did too many flips, and she left the gymnastics school team when they couldn't hang with it. She was looking for a bigger check.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Challenge, and you know what's really hard? Doing multiple flips with rifles and flags on.
Color guard, make it look easy, but it's hard.
No,
you
know
the flag hard. Will flip, but I won't dim it. If you can't hang with it, oh, you know you can find something else hard. Well, I do color.
Zoe to be their editor, or will she be too busy being the only motherfucker out here doing three flips? Will the AV Club and the documentary team come together to make Veritas art?
Find out when we return to the second half of Documentary Wow! The musical.
If you think you may be depressed or you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious, BetterHelp Online Counseling offers licensed professional therapists who are trained to listen and to help for anxiety or difficulty in achieving your goals, anger, self-esteem, and more.
It's simple. You fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs and then get matched with a counselor in under 48 hours.
Then you can easily schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus exchange unlimited messages to communicate with your therapist at your convenience.
Everything you share is confidential, and you can request a new therapist at any time at no additional charge.
Join the 1 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp counselor.
It is such a stressful time right now, and mental health is so important.
Yes, please value your mental health. It's so important. Get involved in feeling better. BetterHelp is an affordable option that our listeners get 10% off your first month with a discount code OFFBOOK.
Get started today at betterhelp.com/offbook.
When it comes to holiday gifting for guys, it's not always easy.
Until now, because with Mack Weldon, it's super simple to find something great no matter which guy you're shopping for.
Whether it's Mack Weldon's warm knit tops, undershirts, or Sunday lounge pants, Mack Weldon has men's basics that are guaranteed to keep everyone on your list comfortable.
Guys, no joke, I'm in the lounge pants right now. They're so comfortable. Love them.
Also, no joke, so am I.
Hell
so
yeah, dude.
Let's be real about these clothes and how great they are.
They're great. I have two pieces of Mack Weldon clothing on my body at all times. It's just a quarantine rule. We love them. The website's easy. I don't know how else to tell you this, y'all. Change your life. Get some Mack Weldon into it. Mack Weldon promises comfort and consistent fit from socks, shirts, hoodies, underwear, polos, and active shorts.
Mack Weldon's wide range of customized fabrics can keep up with you no matter what your day looks like, whether you're working out, going out, or going to work, or on a date.
And with Weldon Blue, Mack Weldon's totally free loyalty program, you'll get free shipping for life.
If you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep them and they'll still refund you, no questions asked.
Win the gift giving season and get 20% off your first order. Visit mackweldon.com/book and enter promo code book.
That's mackweldon.com/book, promo code book for 20% off.
Mack Weldon, reinventing men's basics.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Off Book, the improvised musical podcast. When we last left this crew of high school movie makers, Jeremiah and Caitlin were linking up with Ty Ty and Chancellor and trying to work up the courage to approach very cool motherfucker flipper Zoe to see if they can make their documentary dreams come true. Will it succeed? Find out on the second half of Documentary Wow.
What are you guys doing by this locker room? This is the color guard locker room. Are you lost? Do you need to go somewhere else?
We aren't lost. We are.
Because if you're lost, I can give you directions.
Oh my gosh, they're so cool.
If you're lost, I'll help you find where you need to go. Wow. Do you get me?
I do. We aren't lost, but I get your vibe, which is
Well, do you need help then?
Okay, I can tell by your intonation that you don't really want to help me, but
I don't think you understand what I'm telling you right now. Do you need tutoring? Because I also do that. Oh, I misread the beat. Now let me try that again. Maybe I need help sometimes. Do you need tutoring? Because I also do that. Maybe you're out of town and you need someone to watch your cat. Do you get what I'm saying? Do you hear that it's true? I am here to help you. Do you read me? Does that make sense?
Kind of.
Okay. Did you forget your lunch? Did your mom late? Do you need someone to pick you up or drive you to a date? Cause I've got a driver's license and I'll tell you it's true. I am here to help you.
Huh. She might actually be willing to help us. Her tone is so confusing.
Can you get it in your head? Does it make any sense? You call me any time of day. I am open for assistance 24 hours from May till the next year's May. Do you need painting help? I'm a gifted artist. I'm mostly working in blue. But if you need assistance of absolutely any kind, I am here to help you. So what? What do you need?
Okay, I think she's being sincere and just maybe has a tone issue. We actually do need just a little bit of help. Could you go get Zoe for us?
Yeah, I'll go get Zoe for you.
Okay.
Star of the color guard team.
Okay.
Person who terrifies us all, both with her talent and the sort of quiet kindness with which she lives her life.
Okay.
Is she building up a wall? Does she not like us? Or is she... What is it about her that makes her hard to approach? I think it's us. Is it a mix of the two?
I think it might be a mix. It's probably a self-fulfilling prophecy.
So are you going to Yeah, I'm going to go. I'll go get her. I'll go right now. I'll drop everything.
Thanks, Samantha.
Drop everything that I'm doing and I'll just go get her.
Okay, thank you, Samantha.
Zoe!
Honestly, I have such a crush on that girl.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was going to ask Samantha at homecoming, but then I chickened out, and now I'm trying to think about ways I can ask her to winter formal.
She didn't go with anyone to homecoming.
I know, but
I know, because she stood at the side of the wall and was like, I'll dance. Does anyone need a dance partner? Because I'll dance with you. Truly anyone. And no one went up to her, which was wild, because...
Well, it's just the tone thing. She doesn't... She can't hear...
I wonder if it would be helpful or kind to be I think you're a kind person and you have a vocal inflection pattern that makes it sound like you aren't.
But I see your heart. I get what you're saying. I understand that there aren't games you are playing. I know what you are trying to do, and I can get to the bottom and see what's true. You sound mean, but I know what you mean. You sound mean, but I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
Share your heart. Share it with us.
There's something disarming about her tone that's so alarming.
Yeah, take your time.
And I know that she goes up in pitch and she snarls.
Yikes. Yeah, absolutely borrow my conditioner.
But she's so generous and giving.
Your phone's ringing.
And she's just trying to help everyone that she sees.
It's your mom. I'll answer it for you.
She sounds mean.
Hello, Zoe's mom.
I know what she means.
She's in the shower right now. Can I take
she
a message?
Sounds mean.
Yeah, she'll get
but
right
I know
back
what
to you.
She means.
No, she absolutely didn't forget.
I know she sounds mean.
Thank you.
But I know what she means. I know what she means. I know what she means. And I hope that she'd know what I mean too. Even though I know my tone makes me sound like I might be a slacker dude, I know and I hope that I am seen. When I finally get the courage to see if she knows what I mean, she may sound mean,
she sounds mean,
but I know what she
but
means.
You know what she means.
She sounds mean,
she sounds mean.
I know what she's after, and her true self I see. I know, what she means.
Hi, sorry. Zoe's mom just called, and I think everything's fine, but Zoe's about to be out of the shower, so like, she'll be with you shortly, as soon as she can be.
Thank you. That was so helpful and considerate.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Hey, haven't I seen you before?
Yeah. We have Spanish 2 together.
Oh, that's right. With Senorita Wilson.
That's right.
Which is weird that she wants to be called Senorita, but I think it's just because she's sort of like owning that she's short.
You think? Oh, yeah. Yeah, like Ita is a sound, is like the suffix
for,
that makes it sound
for
cute little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's cute, I guess, but also... she's an adult, so it's weird that she has us, a bunch of children, call her. I guess it's not weird. I actually don't know enough about Spanish conjugation to know if it's weird or not. I guess that's why we're taking Spanish 2.
Yeah, but go easy on yourself, Samantha. We're only in Spanish 2. I mean, if we were having these sort of queries in AP Spanish, that'd be one thing.
Ugh, thanks. She keeps telling me that the way that I do Spanish makes it sound, quote, hostile, and I don't understand why. Hola! Llamo Samantha.
Could I kind of just reflect something for you?
I would love that, Chancellor. Why don't you tell me a thought that you're having right now?
I know that you mean that.
I do mean that.
I think that you're so smart and kind and really thoughtful.
Thanks. I like you too. Honestly, you sound sometimes like you only spend all your time at the beach, but then I see you work and you work just real hard. Oh. What do you like? Love to work?
I kind of love to work. Yeah. I kind of love to work. You know, when you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. And I'm just like loving pushing the tech of filmmaking with my best friend, Ty. But I
Sup?
Think that.
Sup, hey?
There he is. Sup, hey? I just think that sometimes.
Hang in the back.
The way that you
support my man,
like I really want to be delicate about this because I don't want to see, I don't want to seem like I'm criticizing anything essential to yourself. But
no, shoot your shot. She's listening.
Thanks, Ty.
Take the shot from
thanks,
behind
Ty.
The paint.
Okay, thanks, man. I think maybe you don't always hear that. Sometimes you sound sarcastic when you mean to be sincere.
I've been told. You know, thank you for reflecting that back to me. That's actually not the first time that someone has, my parents have been saying that to me. And I was like, oh, God, thank you for trying to guide me, parents. And they said, see, that's what we mean. And yeah. I said, actually, I think I don't. I think sometimes you need to be like an outside voice to see what you mean. But, man, I wish I had like a way to record my sort of voice.
Well, I actually, because I'm making a documentary of Jeremiah and Caitlin, I actually have a little bit of footage of you because
no
we're talking
shit.
Right now. Actually, this camera's rolling right now. Ty's holding it, but it's rolling right now. We're doing
got
some steady cam.
I'm in the back.
We're doing some steady cam. Some or no, not steady cam. We're doing some handheld stuff.
This one's handheld. Steady as she blows. This spaghetti cam, am I right? I don't know what that means.
Me neither, honestly.
I think he's nervous, but he's trying to support you.
It's cool.
Yeah,
know.
No, can you sort of play that back for me?
Sure.
Yeah. I would love to help you. You want me to go get Zoe? Oh, I totally see it. Sorry.
No, my gosh, please. No, like, honestly, it's so surface level to me. And I like really saw that it was like, oh man, I think that there's just a little tone thing that maybe she doesn't hear.
Yeah. Well,
and you know, like sarcasm is a big type of humor in our culture.
Is it?
Yeah. And I think that maybe sometimes the vocal patterns you've internalized without understanding what they're doing, in the same way that I've internalized sort of like a slacker dude vernacular, when actually I've never surfed a day in my life.
Thank
nor
you.
Nor have I skated, nor snowboarded. I've never been on any kind of board except for, you know, like an elected one.
A vision board.
And a vision board.
Or like a sort of board where you board out like a store, like a shot
list. A storyboard. Yeah.
Yeah. Can I say something? Thank you for both bringing up... you told me the way I am perceived, but you didn't say change it. Which is huge, and at the end you weren't like, the way you are is wrong. You left it up to me to decide if I wanted to rearrange it. You said, I see what's going on, but you didn't say change it.
I felt that same way when you said it's true. That though I'm not really that kind of guy, I sound like a slacker dude. And that's not elemental to who I really am. But you gave me that feedback in a helpful way I could understand. But you didn't say change it.
You didn't say change it. You didn't say change a thing. You didn't say change it.
You just said, hey, this might help. It helped me. You didn't say change it. You didn't ask me to change a thing. You just helped me see a little thing and helped me be more seen.
Maybe I'm just a person that likes to sound mean. And maybe this inflection is who I am at my core.
And maybe I like to shred the gnar, but in the filmmaker way, maybe I don't need to really shut that door.
You didn't say change it.
You didn't ask me to change a thing.
You didn't say change it.
You just like me for me.
You didn't say change it.
Just a little helpful feedback to help us grow.
It was so strange it helped, but you didn't ask me to change. You didn't say change. Who are you going to Winter Formal with? Are you even going with someone?
I wasn't going yet.
Do you even have a date to Winter Formal?
I don't
Formal?
Even have a date for Winter Formal.
Would you even want to go with me to Winter Formal?
I would find that totally sick if you would want to go with me and we could go together.
I would love to go to Winter Formal with you, Chancellor.
I know you would, girl.
Oh, Zoe, hey. Your mom called. I told her that you'd call her right back. It didn't seem important. It sounded like she wanted to make sure that you remembered your grandmother's birthday. And I was like, I know that she called her grandmother earlier today. So don't even worry that she's forgotten, because she didn't forget, okay? And then she said that that she loves you very much.
Thanks so much, Samantha. You're a true friend.
Thanks. I'm gonna go... I'm going to go change now.
Cool. Okay,
bye. See you later, Chancellor.
What up, classmates? What can I do you for? How can I help you? What's going on? Is this like a social drop by or are we like...
It is and it is not, I suppose.
It's like kind of not social. I mean, it could grow into social, which would be so great.
And we should have said this earlier. These cameras are actually rolling right now.
Yes, these cameras are rolling.
And if that's a problem, we will turn them off. But we're sort of so we are the documentary club.
Yeah.
And we're the AV club. Sure. And we're in sort of a collab situation.
Okay. Great.
And we know that you're like this super incredible editor. Uh-huh. And we just wanted your sort of artistry and your expertise, because we're trying to make this the best it can be, but we're also sort of the sort of ethos of this project is that it's not driven from any one point, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's cool. Driven from all angles simultaneously. Yep.
Got it.
And we know that you're the only motherfucker who can do multiple flips up in here. So we know that your time is like super valuable.
That's super cool. Thank you for respecting that boundary. It is sort of the end of the competitive band season. And we're going to switch to like the parade stuff soon, which is like a little less of an impact. So like, thank you for appreciating and respecting my time. This sounds really interesting.
That's cool. Just to be upfront, we are going to record hours and hours and hours and hours.
So you won't even be ready for me? Like, do you want me to like cut dailies? Or are you like interested in me just like looking at the thing as a whole? Because that'd be great if it could kind of align with parade season, which is like a little less impactful than Shield season.
Sure. I think what we were thinking is like, we want to wait. We want to see.
Okay.
We want to let the story become the story. And I feel like dailies are going to push us in sort of a direction where we are dictating the story.
Definitely how I feel, especially for docs. Like, you don't want that. You know, if you need to adjust like the tone or something in narrative, then like, I think dailies can be helpful. But even in that situation, they could be harmful. So why don't you just like give me the footage in 4 months?
That's great, because it's going to take us at least that long to shoot the amount of hours that we're all thinking. Am I out of line?
No, that's dude, that's absolutely that's what we were thinking. Like in my head, I was like, this should probably be about 4 months.
We're at 3 hours today, and as I'm like sort of taking this footage in, I'm feeling like this isn't even like the tip of the iceberg. This is a cloud above the iceberg. I'll let you know when we get to the iceberg. We're not there yet.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, I'll do it.
Also, you are cool.
Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome. Bye.
Jeremiah, you're fine.
No.
What are you doing?
I want you're fine. To be her friend.
Listen, Zoe, like, what's your caseload for friends right now? Because, like, I can tell that you're sort of like a quality over quantity person, which I totally respect.
I'm just taking a deep breath. Thank you. Caitlin's going to take point on this. Thank you, Caitlin. I'm going to hand it off to Caitlin right now.
I just, you know, like.
Now, Caitlin.
I feel like there's, like, an attitude where it's, like, no new friends, which is, like, super hurtful. But then I also feel like there's an attitude of, like, some people are just attracted to having, like, a fewer really close relationships, and I kind of get that that's your vibe. Yeah, I prefer to have sort of like a handful of very close friends and then sort of a well-respected and kept up like network of like acquaintances, peers, colleagues that I like find that they bring a lot of like value and depth to my life, but I'm not giving them the same time as like my closest and dearest friends and family.
How could you?
Who
has the time? Who has
like,
the
that's just
the
you understanding. That's like you understanding your limits, and I honestly think that's really beautiful. Thanks. Yeah, it's been like a journey, and I feel like sometimes there's been some missteps, but I feel like pretty confident now. And honestly, I do have sort of, I'm trying to build like my second circle right now. Just so you guys know, I have like, I'm really close with one of my cousins. We're basically sisters. I'm very close with my mom. I'm really close with my older brother, but he just went away to college. And I have a very best friend from sleepaway camp. But
and
again,
it's me. What's up? It's your girl. Samantha.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. This is my... Samantha and I are also cousins.
Hi. I'm not the sleepaway one. I'm the cousin one.
Yeah, the sleepaway camp
that's
one.
That's why I felt comfortable answering the phone from her mom.
Because that's her aunt.
It's my
aunt. And that's
aunt.
Why she knew that we had already called grandma together. We're cousins who are basically sisters, and it's really cute and sweet, and we love it.
Cute and sweet, and we love it.
But I honestly feel like I've gotten the sleepaway camp best friend in like a really good place where we have like weekly check-ins, and we also write like letters because we're cute. So I actually do feel like I have space in my heart now, especially now that I've like gone back to the flag, which just fits me better than the rifle, because I'm like, why are we glorifying complex?
And no one does that, and thank you for doing that, because no one does that.
Well, I wanted to. So now that I'm back on flag, I feel like I do have more time. So like, yeah, let's become friends.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
This is rad. This is that second tier circle friendship that is like still dope, but not like a huge time commitment. I am here for this.
We're the type of friends that you have invited to your party. We're the type of friends you say, hey, it's been too long, let's have lunch. But we aren't the type of friends that you call when something's really bothering you. We're the type of friends in tier two.
Tier two friends. Tier two friends. From here to the end. Tier two friends. Tier two friends. Tier two friends. From here to the end. We'll be tier two friends.
I'm so that you hear that, and that you get what I'm about. And you know, tier two friends can always upgrade after time, no doubt. But we aren't gonna rush this. As we get to know you and me, we're gonna slowly build, slowly build that intimacy. We're tier two friends.
From here to the end, tier two friends. Yeah, so just like, that feels right. That feels good.
That feels good to me.
That feels good to me.
That feels really good.
That feels good to me. Wait, I guess I'm being presumptuous. Am I also in that circle?
Well, you and me are tier one, obviously.
No, we're tier one, sorry.
But yeah. You can become tier two to these people. They're tier two to you. And if one of them like upgrades into your life, I'll value and support that because I won't see it as a zero-sum game.
There are more lovely people in your life. I do sort of potentially see that happening with one of these people.
Oh,
just like heads up.
Oh, my gosh.
Just heads up.
Oh, my gosh. I think I know what she means. 4 months later, 4 months have gone by, and these friends, oh, they've tried to collaborate to make something great. And what will be at the premiere of the documentary?
Shot 500 hours of footage directed by my best dude.
And you know that I couldn't have done it without you.
Couldn't have done it without you. And we went to the beach, but then we went so much further. Saw things that we never expected. It was honestly hectic, but it was so much better than normal when we took our cameras and shot the winter formal.
And I didn't need a rhyme or reason to spend my hours on Saturday. Yep. It was parade season. I had so much time to call through the hours, and the story started taking shape. You could say that it was fake.
I would say that it was fake.
Here's what I have to show. Okay. My gosh, I'm so excited. Jeremiah, this is like huge. This started with just us like talking about documentaries, and now here we are.
I know. I can't believe it's like so much has stayed the same, but so much has changed.
Oh my gosh, I know so much has changed. Samantha and Chancellor are dating. We're friends with Zoe.
They're kings and queens of the winter form. You got a bird. And honestly, that bird, Olive, is so incredible.
such a good bird.
Who didn't know that a bird needs like a bone thing to chew on for the health of their beak? That's something I never would have known.
It was wild when I learned it.
And like, I know we said this from the beginning, but this documentary did not end up being about us. Like, because at the end of the day, we took what we had, and it just got better and better the more people we let into it.
Oh, shh, it's starting. The opening shot is of a bee landing on a hibiscus. We let the background fade, and now we're looking at sand.
The ocean.
And now it's
ever changing.
A close up of tabbouleh, a salad made with parsley.
The only motherfucker doing multiple flips.
She's the only motherfucker doing multiple flips. And now the flag is not a flag. It's Samantha and Chancellor dancing. And the pole is not a pole. It's Tyler working on lenses. And the bee. It's Jeremiah watching a documentary. And the flower's not a flower. It's Zoe editing for hours.
It's not a documentary. It is a documentary.
And it's not a documentary. Hard to describe a documentary, even though I did it for 5 minutes at the beginning of this episode.
And then we did another one, an audio documentary, and there's no name for that, and there never will be, but there is a name for you, and it's Lovely People. And thank you so much for listening.
Lovely sleepy babies. Thank you so much for listening. Please give it up for Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
Please give it up for Brett Morris, That Feeling When the Chord Hits. Please give it up for Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
And please give it up for Brett Morris, That Feeling When the Chord Hits. Please give it up for Dana Wickens on the Stickins.
Just don't forget, give it up for Dana Wickens on the Stickins.
Producing the drums whenever they come.
Thank you, Karate Bird. Thank you, Male Person Stacy. Thank you, Woodbird the Wooden Frog. Sorry we did not have time to figure out what sound the wooden frog makes. Well, that is our sponsor for today. Hopefully next time.
Oh, I hope we get to that one day. I'm dying to know what Woodbird sounds like. But in the meantime, you know what this sounds like? The end of every episode of Off Book, we say, if you got tabbouleh between your tooths,
you best have a friend to tell you the truths.
Bye.
Bye.